Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time again that we get to share the Word of God. It's another time for our devotion. I would like to welcome you all and I would like to congratulate you. The fact that we're able to see a brand new day, it's a huge miracle and only the Lord could have done this. So unto Him we have come to offer our thanksgiving. Today is the 22nd day in the month of December 2024, and we've come with our hearts of gratitude because we are approaching the end of the year. The Lord has been consistent in His mercy. If you've been very frequent with this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I'd like you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it is time for a devotion. Invite your friends, your families, and let them come to this platform. Let's dive into the Word of God together. If this is your first time of joining us, you are also very, very welcome. Because the Lord is right here on this platform and He wants to speak to you. So you are all welcome. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we will be looking at a topic that says, be holy. Today is a beautiful Sunday and I hope you're preparing to go to church. But before you do, let's take our devotion together. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, be holy. I am today is taken from Hymn 23. Take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 John chapter 1 to chapter 5. 1 John from chapter 1 to chapter 5. Our memory verse is taken from Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26, which says, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 15 to verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 15 to verse 16. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 15 it says, but as he who called you is holy, and you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, when God says you should be holy as He is, it is not for His good. God is almighty and all-sufficient, so your holiness will not add or remove anything from Him. Whether you decide to live holy or not, God will remain God. The wages of sin is death, like we say in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Sin brings troubles, sorrow, chaos, and low quality of life to sinners. It is a burden on the heart of a sinner. This is why lie detectors are able to detect lies, because a person's heart goes through stress whenever he or she tells a lie. Many people do not live long because their heart is always stressed due to the atrocities they commit. It is wise to live holy. Living holy brings peace of mind, wealth, favor with God, and long life. Most sinners think that they are very smart. However, living in sin is dangerous and can destroy them. I would rather be a fool for God so that I can live a peaceful life and enjoy all His blessings. Some people say that living holy is hard because they are trying to live holy by their own efforts. When the Bible says that you should be holy as your Father in heaven is holy, it is only saying be like God. The elders in Yoruba land where I come from usually say that when a leaf stays attached to a soap, it becomes a soap itself. When you draw close to God, you will automatically become like Him. The way to live holy is to draw close to God. The more you behold His glory, the more you are transformed into His image, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. If you have not yet given your life to Christ, you should do that immediately. This is the first step in living a holy life. If you are a Christian, you should study your Bible daily. David said in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." When you fill your heart with God's word, there will be no space for sin to dwell in. You also need to pray without ceasing, like we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. When you pray, you empower your spirit above your flesh, and the temptation to sin becomes less effective on you, like we see in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Beloved, spend quality time with God by studying His word and praying daily. This will influence you to live in a way that is pleasing and acceptable to Him. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, be holy as God is holy. Be holy as God is holy. Thanks for staying tuned today. But before I wrap up this very topic, I would like to introduce you to the one who is holy. And if you would like to live a holy life, you can. It's very, very possible. All you need to do is to first give your life to Christ and then stay connected to the source of holiness. If you're listening to me right now and you're yet to surrender your life to Christ, or you surrendered your life to Christ, but at one time or the other, you backslided, this is another opportunity for you to come back to your source. I want you to bow your head right now and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I've heard that you are our Lord and personal Savior. I've come to surrender myself to you. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. Wash me with your precious blood. Renew me, O Lord. I surrender my heart to you. Make it your dwelling place. I surrender my life to you. Take over my life. Help me to live holy. just as you, Lord, are holy. Thanks for answering me, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. This is just the first step for you to take in order to live a holy life. And no man can see God except he is holy. Who can ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He that has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. This is just the first step you need to take to be able to see God, to be able to approach God, to be able to hear from God. Another thing I want you to do is to join a Bible believing church close to you. If you're having issues or troubles locating a Bible believing church, you can reach out to us on Instagram on praisepalace_radio UK. praisepalace_radio UK. You can reach out to us and we'll be able to direct you to a Bible believing church close to you. And if you're in the United Kingdom and you're in Northampton, you can also always join us on Praise Palace. You can join us at Praise Palace. We are a family and we are ready to take you as one of us. Thanks for staying tuned, and I do hope this message has been a blessing to you. I also encourage you to be a blessing to somebody out there today. You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning. You're ready on the go. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. You'll be able to download this app. This will give you access to all our entertaining shows outlined for you throughout the day. There's no dull moments when it comes to Praise Palace Radio. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Do have a beautiful Sunday. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, stay blessed.